Hare Krishna. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 29, entitled Bhakti Yoga, Text Number 18, 19 and 20th. So we will recite text number 18th. Sarvam brahmatmakam tasya vidyayatma manishaya paripashyan uparamet sarvato mukha samshaya. Sarvam brahmatmakam tasya vidyayatma manishaya paripashyan uparamet sarvato mukta samshaya. Sarvam brahmatmakam tasya vidyatma manishaya paripashyan uparamet sarvato mukta samshaya. Hare Krishna. Sarvam, everything. Brahmatmakam, based on the absolute truth. Tasya, for him. Vidyaya, by transcendental knowledge. Atma Minishaya, by realization of the Supreme Soul. Paripashyan, seeing everywhere. Uparamet, he should desist from material activities. Sarvataha, in all cases. Mukta Samshaya, freed from doubts. Translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By such transcendental knowledge of the all-pervading personality of Godhead, one is able to see the absolute truth everywhere. Freed from, thus from all doubts, one gives up fruitive activities. Text 19. I am hi sarva kalpanam sadrichino mato mama madbhava sarva bhuteshu manovakaya vrittivi. Translation. Indeed, I consider this process using one's mind, words and bodily functions for realizing me within all living beings to be the best possible method of spiritual enlightenment. Text number 20. Nahiyango pakramedvamsho madharmasyo dhavanupi maya vyavasita samyan nirgunatvat anashisha. Translation, my dear Uddhava, because I have personally established it, this process of devotional service unto me is transcendental and free from any material motivation. Certainly, a devotee never suffers even the slightest loss by adopting this process. Purport, although great sages and authorities have established various methods of human progress, Supreme Lord Himself has introduced the system of Bhakti Yoga, wherein one directly takes shelter of the Lord in loving service. One who serves the Lord without personal motivation can never be defeated in this progress and will certainly go back home, back to Godhead. the near future. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So here, in this purport, in these three verses, it is mentioned the glories of attaining transcendental knowledge, as it is mentioned in this verse. By such transcendental knowledge of the all-pervading personality of Godhead, one is able to see the absolute truth everywhere. Freed from all doubts, one gives up fruitive activities. So various things are mentioned in this. First thing is mentioned, one is able to see the absolute truth everywhere. So we'll take each of these points separately. One is able to see the absolute truth, one is free from all doubts, one gives up fruitive activities, and further some points are there. So let's talk about being able to see the personality of Godhead everywhere. In the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is called Sainya Darshan. And there are many, many verses which talks about the idea of Darshan or seeing. There is one verse which says, Drishtva tu Pandava nikam vyudham Duryodhanastada. So Drishtva, the concept of Drishtva, Duryodhan saw the army of Pandavas. Then after that, there's another verse which says, Pashyatam Pandu Putranam, Acharyam Mahatim Chamu. Please Pashya, is telling Dronacharya, please see Pashya. See the army assembled by Drishtadyumna. Then further, in another verse, Arjun tells to Lord Krishna, please take my chariot in the middle. Yavad eta nirikshe aham. I want to see. Again, the concept of seeing is there. I want to examine who all are present there. Then, 1.25, again it comes. Uvacha partha pashya etan. Well, Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna, come on, behold, just see. See the army who all have assembled. Then, 1.26, Arjuna says, or what Arjuna can see. Tatra apashyasthitan partha. Tatra pashyat, apashyat, he could see, Arjuna could see who all have assembled here. Then further 27, drishtva imam swajanam Krishna. Swajanam, drishtva imam. Again the word drishtva comes, I can see swajanam, my relatives assembled here. And this is where Arjuna exposes ignorance completely by saying, Swajanam, they are my relatives. And Krishna really gets irritated. What rights you have to say they are your relatives? They are all mine. It's my rights to decide who will die, who will lose, who will win, who will be whose, who will go in which direction, on what context, on what basis you can say that Swajanam. Okay. After that, 30th verse, 1.30th. He says, Nimittani cha pashyami viparitani keshava. Again he uses the word pashyani, I see. Then I see only causes of misfortune. Now already in the previously in the chapter, all the causes of fortune have been highlighted. Hanumanji is there, Lakshmiji's blessings are there, Krishna personally is there. And with all this, he is telling, I see only causes of misfortune. Like yesterday, Krishna Prabhu was telling wonderful in the class, the kind of fortune we have, wonderful association of devotees and the morning program and coming together. So there is so many fortune is there. But then again, if somebody sees misfortune, which means one is not seeing what one is supposed to see. So the point is, yeah, nimittani pashyami vipritani keshava. Then after that, in 37th verse, 31st verse of first chapter, na cha shreyo anupashyami. Again the word pashyami comes. And he says, I do not see what good can come by killing my own good, my own kinsmen. Oh Govinda, you are supposed to be Govinda, you are supposed to satisfy my senses, and you are taking me on the path to hell, to suffering. In 37th verse, again he uses the word Pashya, and the chapter is so properly entitled, Sainya Darshan, or Observing the Army, is where you observe. 37 says, Na cha shreyo anup, 37 says, Yadi api ete na pashyanti lobho pahata chetasa. All these people assembled, Duryodhan, etc., his whole party, cannot see what is the harm which will come by killing. Such a mass killing, what will happen? They cannot see. Prapashyat bir Janardana, but I can see, and you are Janardana. Janardana is supposed to maintain all living entities. You can see how to do the maintenance, and you are telling kill. So again the word seeing is mentioned. So we see the first chapter is full of seeing. Duryodhan is seeing. Arjun is seeing, Lord Krishna is seeing, different people how they see. Sanjay is seeing, Dhritarashtra is seeing, how they see what is the situation. And those who are ignorant or those who are blinded by attachment, they only see misfortune. But those who are in knowledge, they will show them how there is so much fortune here. So therefore, the first point is, one who is in transcendental knowledge of personality of Godhead, all pervading personality of Godhead, is able to see the absolute truth. At this point I remember a Bollywood scene which I had seen long time back, and it says, this is a hero who happens to meet God, and the God says, and the hero asks the God, how will I see you if I need you again? God says, if you want to see, you can see me everywhere. And then the next scene is that this hero who is looking for his heroine somewhere, and this heroine, this lady, is with another man, kind of villain in the movie, you know, he's with another man. And the villain does some mistake like this, that this heroine's heart break down, and how can you do that to me? And because of villain doing something, even hero faces some problem. And because hero faces some problem, heroine faces some problem, finally they come and meet in the scene, you know. And the heroine is telling hero, main chodungi nahi usko, main usko maar dalungi, this and that. And hero is saying, usko dekho, wo bhagwan ka pratinidhi hai jisne humko milwaya. Let us be grateful to him. And immediately he remembers, you know, God has told, you will see me everywhere. So this concept is there. By such transcendental knowledge, you see all pervading personality of Godhead in everyone. A couple of quotes, you know. One quote is very beautiful, I like. Winners focus on winning. Winners focus on winning, and losers focus on winners. Winners focus on winning. How do they see? They're focused on the goal of winning, where they are supposed to reach. And losers, they keep focusing on what the others are doing, where he is winning, So you are not focused properly. Another quote in Hindi, it says, you know, Aina hoti hai zindagi, aina hoti hai zindagi, tum muskura do, to wo bhi muskura degi. And since it's lockdown, you know, it's a perfect quote for the lockdown. Vakt aapka hai, vakt aapka hai. Chahe to sona bana lo ya sone mein guzar do. So it's your time. Basically, how you see life. Life is, can have so many perspectives. How do you see life? It's saying. So this verse is saying, you see personality of Godhead. In personality of God, it is Sat-Chit Ananda. Somebody who is full of Ananda. So this says, Tum muskuradho, to wo bhi muskuradegi, which means you will experience Ananda in every aspect of life. And there's similar quote on this lines, you know. Insan ki arthik sthiti kitni bhi achhi ho, lekin zindagi ka anand lene ke liye uski mansik sthiti achhi honi chahiye. So therefore this verse is telling, by such transcendental knowledge, one will be able to see absolute truth everywhere. Going with the same theme from first chapter, now we go to the next, in the Gita only, other verses, who tells how you see Krishna everywhere. There's one verse which comes in 6th chapter, 6.30, it says, Yumam pashyati sarvam, sarvam sarvatra sarvam cha mai pashyati. But the 5th chapter says, Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastini shuni chaiva shapake cha pandita samadarshina. 10th chapter says, Yad yad vibhuti matsatvam shrimad ujitam evava tatta devagachatam mama tejom shasambhavam. The concept is how you see my opulences everywhere. And therefore you experience bliss in every situation. So that is one meaning of seeing absolute truth everywhere. You see bliss at every step in the material world. And another meaning of seeing absolute truth everywhere is, you're so focused on serving absolute truth, you're so focused on service to absolute truth, you can adjust situation anyways. Main thing is service. Few examples for this. In Hanumanji's birth pastimes, it is mentioned, Lord Shiva was one day meditating, and he was meditating and chanting the names of Lord Ram. And all the associates of Lord Shiva are so excited to see Lord Shiva's ecstasies. And when he came out of the meditation, Sati was sitting next to Lord Shiva, and Sati asked, what are you meditating on? And Lord Shiva was also eager to share with Sati everything what happened, and Lord Shiva said, Lord Ram is soon going to manifest on this planet Earth. He is going to soon perform his pastimes. And Lord Ram has told all the demigods to take form of vanaras and participate in this. And therefore I have also decided to go. And all the happiness of Sati for a moment vanished. Oh, you're going to go away? You're going to leave me? And she comes up with a brilliant idea. Okay, you are going, I will also come with you. If you are going to take the form of a monkey, we know Hanumanji as an Amsha of Shiva. If you are going to take birth as a monkey, I will be your tail. So she decides, okay, I'll be your tail going with you and you participate, and I'll be your tail also participating in Ram's Leela. Right? So here the concept is, oh, you are serving Ram, I'll be there, you just as your assistant, just being with you. And we know the story how Hanuman's tail put to fire at one time. I'll be just there with you assisting in the Leela. Another pastime from Hanumanji's Leela only comes, where Angad, Hanumanji, and Jamvanji, all these three personalities are leading a whole party to the south in search of Mother Sita. And when they are leading a whole party to the south, at that time, at one point, all the monkeys are distressed. Oh, we are not able to find. Now please understand, when all the vanaras had gone to different directions, Lord Ram had kind of given a public lecture to everyone. Thank you very much, you all are helping me find my wife, I am so grateful, you all are there together. But he had not given personal instructions, but Hanumanji was personally called by Lord Ram. So we don't see Angad or Jamban getting so much attention as much Hanumanji is getting attention. Hanumanji was personally called. All the vanaras in team were given different jewels of Mother Sita, but Hanumanji was given a special jewel. And Hanumanji got so much attention. But in the team, if you see, who is leading the team? Angad is leading the team. Angad is leading the team to the south. And here Hanumanji is somebody who is so much blessed, and he is the one who is going to finally do the job. He is the one who is going to finally find Sita, he's going to really show his skills, abilities, trustworthiness. And look at how much doubt, how much faith Lord Ram had on Hanumanji. Now Hanumanji is a brahmachari, And when Lord Ram gave a special ring to Hanumanji, then Lord Ram said, this is one story which Mother Sita knows, how I got this ring. Because one day she was massaging my feet. And while massaging my feet, Sita immediately took off this diamond ring and threw it off. And I wondered, why did you do that? She said, previously, your lotus feet had touched an ordinary stone and a beautiful woman came out of the stone. And that was an ordinary stone. What if you are going to touch this diamond ring? I do not want another competitor in my life. So she threw it off. So Ram had that ring. And Ram gave that to Hanuman. And while that, at that point, Lord Ram in detail gave description of Sita's beauty to Hanuman. Now this is surprising, giving such a detailed description of a female's beauty to a brahmachari. But that whole pastime shows, and Lord Ram personally called Hanuman and gave him the whole, how you're going to identify Sita. That shows that how much trustworthiness was there towards Hanuman, in Hanuman's character, in Hanuman's service. Such deep trustworthiness was there on part of Lord Ram. And with such a person, with such skill set and such trustworthiness, but in the team, he was an assistant of Angad and he did not open his mouth till Jamvan said anything to him. Right? So either it's Sati serving Lord Shiva or Hanumanji serving Angad, Jamvan, we see how in such a humble attitude, they are ready to serve anyone for the cause of the Supreme Lord. And on the other side, I was reflecting, this is, you know, sometimes we quote such kind of pastime for teamwork. Be in the team, serve in the team, be together, let's be together, be a servant to someone. Like also we quote sometimes, you know, this is one quote here, tufan mein kashtiyan aur ghamand mein hastiyan aksar toot jaya karti hain. Right? Or doob jaya karti hain. Tufan mein kashti aur ghamand mein hastiyan. So we often quote, you know, do not be proud, be ready, be in a servant mood. And on other side, we have another verse, another story which comes from 8th canto, 7th chapter. Which also talks about devotees are so fixed on serving the Supreme Lord, what best it takes to serve the Supreme Lord. Because it says, by transcendental knowledge, you are fixed in seeing the personality of Godhead and His pleasure. Okay, before that, you know, the pastime from Prachetas, this most famous verse, Varam Vrinidvam Bhadram Vo Yuyam Me Nripanandana Sauhardin Aprithak Dharma Sauhardin Aprithak Dharma. You are also focused together in serving. Your cooperation together, your coming together, Tushtoham. So hard, you know. What is pleasing me? This is so pleasing to me. This is so satisfying to me. Your intimacy, your cooperation, your coming together. And on other side, we see the example of 8th canto, 7th chapter, one of the last verses, where the Samudra Manthan Leela is supposed to start. And it is Garuji who brings a whole big mountain, carrying on his back, to act as a churning rod in the ocean. And when Garudji comes there, and the most spectacular leela of Samudra Manthan is going to start very soon, and Lord is going to take so many incarnations. Lord is there as Ajita, as Kurma avatar, as Mohini Murti, so many wonderful avatars. And for churning, Vasuki is supposed to be used as the churning rope. So when Garudji brings the mountain, does the service, Garudji is told by the Lord, now you leave. Your seva is finished. Now here Garudji is told to leave. You are not a part of this team now. Because your presence is going to create a problem. Because Vasuki is somebody Vasuki is your bhojan, your prasad. So Guruji, so Prabhupada gives this purport in, I think, one of the verses 8.7. He says this. Guruji is told to leave. What it takes to serve the personality of Godhead, sometimes being a part of the whole thing takes, sometimes leaving is very important. That point is what it takes to be focused on the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, it's such a thing, we always talk about Pandavas, they were together. But they were together, but they all had their variety. Like in this world, it is said, ek parivar ke char log, ek parivar ke char log, ek disha mein tabhi chalte hain, jab panchwa vyakti kandhe pe hota hai. Right? So four people are walking, carrying fifth person who is dead already. And sari jindagi wo panchwa aadmi bolta gaya, char log kya kahenge, char log kya kahenge, ant mein char log bol rahe the, Ram naam satya hai. So point is, four people are going in the same direction, only when the fifth person is dead, otherwise so difficult to harmonize four people together in one thought. Everybody has different ideas. Everybody is going in different directions. Harmonizing is a very difficult job. But then in harmonizing, one has to also understand the concept of unity in diversity. In unity, there would be so much diversity. You know, if everybody is told to do the same job, same way, same pattern, it's not going to set in like that. There's diversity. But the unity of purpose is there. Everybody wants to please Supreme Lord, but they have diversity. You know, in Pandava, such diversity. Yudhishthira completely different, Bhima different, Arjun different. There's such diversity out there. You know, telling everyone to do the same job, same way, same pattern, same thing. You know, it's like, another quote is there in Hindi, it says, क्या खूब मजबूरी है गमले में लगे हुए पेड़ की क्या खूब मजबूरी है गमले में लगे हुए पेड़ की हरा भी रहना है और जरूरत से ज्यादा बढ़ना भी नहीं है. This is important, you know. You tell somebody not to really serve Krishna the way you want to serve, it's like you suffocate. How can the person be happy? One way for everyone. How can a person be happy? So you don't have to grow also, but stay green also. So, kya khub majburi hai, gamle mein rehte huye ped ki, hara bhi rehna hai, aur badhna bhi nahi hai. So, this concept, you know, we have example of Shiva and Sati, Hanumanji working with Angad, we have example of Garudji and Vasuki going in different direction and pleasing the Supreme Lord, we have example of Prachaita serving together, we have Pandavas, there is unity, but there is diversity, but the concept is, they all are for one purpose. Aprithak dharma, they are not variegatedness in their ultimate dharma, savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhakti adhokshache. Okay, after this, the next one which says in this verse, by such transcendental knowledge of the personality of Godhead, one is able to be freed from all doubts. So let us explore this one, freed from all doubts. So let us explore this freedom from doubt. A series of verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Bhagavad Gita, from different places, where Lord is explaining this concept. You know, in this world, sometimes it becomes very difficult to really have faith in the Lord. The other day we had on Ekadashi Japa day, we were discussing the concept of nirantar jap, nirantar, without any antar. And Srila Prabhupada explains one of the antar which breaks our incessant absorption in Supreme Lord is the atheistic ideas. And atheistic ideas, various ways, lack of faith in the deity, lack of faith in the holy name, it's difficult to really put faith. Especially in this world, when somebody has seen cheating, somebody has seen a lot of cheating in this world, one cannot really keep complete faith in the Lord. Like, this is another, you know, interesting thing. Yeah, I'll come to that. So it says, it's just so difficult. The Lord is telling in Bhagavad Gita 9.31.32. Kaunteya prati janihi na me bhakta pranashyati. He's kind of declaring his promise. My devotee will never perish. 18.66 he says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami mashucha. Mashucha, do not worry. I will protect you. Prabhupada writes in 9.3 purport, he says, the development of faith is the process of Krishna consciousness. Where you go step by step in your development of faith from Shraddha to Nishtha to Prem. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.21, he says, when a person has gone through a stage of Shraddha to Prem, Vidyate Hridaya Granthis Chidyate Sarva Samshaya. One's all doubt in the transcendence is dispelled, it's destroyed. Vidyate Hridaya Granthis, the knot in the heart to this material world is cut, is smashed, is pierced to pieces. Shiyante cha asya karmani. All the fruitive connection is also broken to pieces. Drishta evatmanishvare, one sees the self. That's all a process of faith. Vasudev is telling to Kamsa, transmigration is like a person takes off one foot and keeps another foot. Or keeps another foot and takes off one foot. While walking. So when you see your one foot is stable, then you take off another, the foot behind. So Shraddha is you go step by step in bhakti. In Nectar of Devotion we study how sadhana bhakti, bhakti is there in the heart, it just has to be awakened, like the propensity to walk is there in the child, it just has to be awakened. It's there. And the child walks and falls and walks and falls and gradually becomes confident about walking. Faith develops step by step. If you see in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna's faith developed through various stages, you know. In 2.7, Karpanne Dosho Pahata, Arjun surrendered. But he surrendered without a frustration. Okay, I am surrendering because I could not find any other solution in life. But then that faith is substantiated by transcendental knowledge in 4th chapter, where Lord Krishna says, hey, you know, I gave this knowledge to Sun God. Sun God? You are different, I am different. Oh yes, you are different, I am different. Suddenly his faith went to another level with the knowledge stamp. Hey, this personality is different. He doesn't take birth like I take birth. And then he hears the opulences of the Absolute, the 7th and the 9th chapter, the 10th chapter. And then he says, Sarvam etad ritam manne yanmam vadasi keshava. I fully accept in truth whatever you say. But still, Hriday Granthi is there. It's not fully broken in the sense, he's telling this, but still he's hesitation. Till 18th chapter, he keeps asking question only. What is the difference between sannyas, tyag, etc., etc.? So finally, Lord says, done with you. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vaja, just follow me. So it's like Arjuna's knowledge has grown through several stages, but still some granthi is there, and finally Krishna says, come, I'll hold your hand, take you step by step, come, we'll go. Just do not have any doubt. Mashucha, do not worry. This doubt is something, such a disease. And then we see Lord immediately puts faith. Devotee has such difficulty in putting faith. Lord immediately puts faith. Lord is ready to put faith. You give a little call. Okay, come. Like Sharbhut Prabhu was giving that wonderful class the other day. On Lord's eagerness to connect to us. And he gave so many examples. 6 to 7 examples came in the class. Lord's eagerness to connect to us. You know, in this world, everybody wants to feel trusted. Please trust me. Trust me. But then trust has to be gained in this world. You just can't just say trust. Like there's another quote in the Hindi. It says, Bharosa jita nahi jata. Bharosa jita jata hai, manga nahi jata. Bharosa jita jata hai, manga nahi jata. This is a very interesting point. It says, I forgot the second part, but the whole concept is that you have to win the trust. Like an example is there. There is a person, he had four daughter-in-laws. Interesting story, really. Four sons, four daughter-in-laws. And then he thought, ki after a few years I will die. So let me give responsibilities to these four ladies. They should not fight after I go. So it's in a village place. He decides, I will give 5 grains of rice to these people, these four daughters, daughter-in-laws. And let us see what they do with that. After 5 years, I'll tell them to bring it back. I was wondering, it was this strange father-in-law. He thought that 5 years he will live. So he put a very tough test kind of. He said, okay, after 5 years, you bring it to me. Now the first daughter-in-law, the name was Kali. Second was Sukali, third was Bhadra, fourth was Subhadra. So he gave to Kali, take the 5. And the Kali was thinking, kya pagal aadmi hai na ye? Wo pura go down, full of rice grains, and I have to protect these 5 grains of rice. She takes it, throws it out in the field, and she thinks, jab mangega to isi ke go down se utha ke le aungi. Second, she thought, 5 grain diya hai, abhi kaun isko sambhalega? Go down, my so much rice is there, I will take this 5 grains, eat it, and bring whenever want. She ate it. The third, Bhadra. You know, this is a great story to know that sometimes why we are trusted for something, then why we are not trusted for something. Bhadra, she takes 5 grains and she thinks Sasurji has given and told it to take very good care of this. So she takes, keeps it in a treasure box, protects it. Same place where all the gold jewelry was kept. And Subhadra, she takes it and she's thinking, oh, 5 grains, I can make multiple grains out of it. She goes to the field, takes a small area of the land, sows it there, waters it, grows it. Whatever, I don't know the rice how it grows, but something she does with that. And the rice grows and multiplies and multiplies. And in next year it multiplies and the next year it multiplies more and next year it multiplies more. And after 5 years in front of the whole village, Sasurji calls all the four daughter-in-laws and says, come, Bitti, where are your 5 grains? Bring it. And the first one brings. And Sasurji knows, name is Kali, must have done something Kali only. So, anyway, Sasurji says, kidhar hai? Wo leke aati hai. Sasurji, something is wrong. Sasurji calls the whole village and says, tell the truth. Come on, tell the truth. She says, actually I threw it. And this is what from your godown only. Sasurji says, fine, thank you for telling the truth. From now onwards, your duty and responsibility in this house would be to take care of all cleaning, mopping, brooming, sweeping in the house. That is your whole life. You're going to do this. And the next one comes Khaliya. Sasurji says, okay, your duty for the whole life is kootna, peesna, cooking karna, etc. I'm not saying those who are cooks are bad, but this is the how they divided the responsibilities here. And then the third one, Bhadra. She put it. So she says, okay, you do one thing. You become the treasurer of the house. And the fourth one, she says, Sasurji, wo panch to nahi hai, maine uska itna bana diya, ye hai, wo hai, itne bade bade matke hai. She said, okay, you are the owner of the whole property. And you are the owner of all three daughter-in-laws. And you are the owner of everything in the house. Interesting part is, bharosa jita jata hai. Paya jata hai. Kamaya nahi jata. Manga nahi jata. See, you can't just pay money and get bharosa. You just can't force somebody to have trust. Trust has to be gained like this by proper actions and behavior and integrity, etc. So Lord expects to have no doubt on us, and He expects us to have no doubt on Him also. Both ways, you know. There's another pastime from 10th canto of Mother Rukmini. I'll just share some thoughts on that pastime. We are 10.60, where Lord Krishna is trying to tease Mother Rukmini. And that shows how Rukmini had perfect understanding of the position of Supreme Personality of Godhead. We'll go one by one, what Lord Krishna says and what Mother Rukmini answers. Lord Krishna says, "Oh, this is like the time they have children, grandchildren," and Rukmini is sitting, and Lord Krishna suddenly feels, you know, I should have some fun of family life, you know, with the wife, with Rukmini, and make some sarcastic or teasing remarks to Rukmini. And he says, Lord Krishna starts like this, in the 60th chapter, I think 11th verse he starts, he says, "Why did you marry me? You did such a big mistake marrying me." You know, like, I just, to make connection to what we are getting into, I remember Radha Gopinath Prabhu was one time telling, you know, somebody came from, I don't know who, one of his relatives or friends came and met him and asked, "You have spent 30 years here, 30 plus years. You, tell me something, some feeling in your heart must be there ki jeevan mein kuch to aapne miss kiya." The people who see devotees engaged in Krishna consciousness, sometimes they feel these poor guys are missing so much. Something was so important to them, and they must be having, you know, holding a grudge in the heart. Jeevan kahan bita diya? Prabhuji said, "Yeah, actually, there is something in my heart." And then she, "Oh, what? Really? What is that?" He said, "The grudge is that I should have come more earlier in Krishna consciousness." So people are materialistic, looks at devotee, and if you say, "What nonsense you are doing, what is this? You must be having something missing in the life." Let us say when Krishna tells Rukmini what all you missed in life, what she says. Krishna tells Rukmini, "There are so many kings who are so influential. Why did you not marry them? Shishupal was there. And your brother Rukmi had arranged so much. Why you left them? It's such a bad thing. You miss so much in life." Rukmini says, "Those kings, I have no doubt that I made the right decision. Any king other than Supreme Lord Krishna is like asses, cats, oxen, dogs, and slaves." He says, they are asses because they are carrying the material burden. They are dogs because they are always protecting their house from the, and consider anybody outside the house as inimical. They are oxen because they are always distressed doing their professional duties. They are cats because they eat the remnants of their wives. They are cats because they are cruel and selfish. And she goes one after another. He says, "But why did you reject Shishupal? Such a great king. Shishupal, destructible, perishable body, which is going to be slave to the effects of time, which is going to perish by the effects of time. Are you are standing in front of me, Satchidananda, the eternal, most beautiful form." Krishna says, "But I am incompatible. I am not compatible with you." Actually, they don't go one by one. Krishna says everything and then Rukmini answers. But I am just taking one by one. Krishna says, "We are incompatible. Match should happen in equals. Marriage and friendship should happen between equals. I am not equals to you." She becomes very humble and gracious. She said, "Actually, you are right. I am not equal. I am a very unsuitable woman. But you have shown your mercy to me. You are the Lord of Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. You are the Lord of three modes. You delight in your own glory. What pleasure you have to take from an insignificant woman like me?" Krishna says, "I am subject to fearfulness. Do you not remember when Mathura was attacked? I came and took shelter inside the ocean. I ran away and took shelter inside the ocean." Rukmini says, "I will tell you. Do not give such foolish comments." At one point she says, "What a foolish idea you are sharing. I was wondering, I mean, really the point is mentioned. What a foolish idea you are sharing. Is this fearful? You are not fearful. Your devotees are fearful of the three modes. The kings of the world are the three modes. Rukmini said, I have no doubt on my decision. Kings are the three worlds. Three modes are the kings. And you hide in the heart of the devotees, which is like an ocean. And thus you protect them from the three modes. And you are saying you are fearful of them. I have seen with my own eyes. You were like a lion and all those kings were like jackals. They are running from the lions. What a foolish comment you are making, O Gadagraj. You with your sharang bow was just driving away all the demons like lions drive away all the jackals. He says, but I have made enmity with most powerful men. Everybody has become my enemy. Rukmini said, you are right. The biggest enemy are the senses. Senses are the enemy and senses are very powerful, but these senses cannot have any effect when Krishna is present. Once Krishna's influence affects someone, these senses can have no effect. Absolutely. He says, but I have abandoned the royal throne. I am not even a king. I am a servant to the king. I have abandoned royal throne. Rukmini said, what about you? Even your devotees abandon the idea of occupying the throne. Because your devotees know very well that power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. And Krishna says, but I have uncertain behavior. Which woman will be happy staying with Krishna? Uncertain behavior. Actually, there are ample pastures which show that Krishna is uncertain. That's why devotees, you know, when they do something, if Krishna will, then we will do. If Krishna desires, then we will go. Because dar lagta hai man mein bol diya, pata nahi Bhagwan ki kya ichha hai. Krishna is really uncertain. But is Rukmini upset by staying with Krishna's uncertainty? Rukmini says, I have no doubt about that also. Because people of worldly pursuits cannot understand the transcendental activities of Krishna, which are all auspicious for each living entity. So I have no bewildered. I know you are uncertain, but your uncertainty is not going to implant doubt in me because I have full faith. This is for all auspiciousness, for all living entities. Your birth and activities are so transcendental, they cannot be understood by our limited material intelligence. And you are saying you are uncertain, but people of this world, however civilized they are, Rukmini says, however civilized they seem to be, they are nothing but sophisticated, polished animals. Hamare bare mein bol rahi hain. Sophisticated, polished animals. What are they? They cannot understand your behavior. And Krishna says, but this uncertainty doesn't bring suffering to you. Rukmini says, what suffering? Look at the examples. Great kings like Anga, great opulent people have given their opulences to live in the forest, absorbed in your holy name and pastimes. How can that bring suffering when they are giving all opulences to live there? Come on, that cannot give any suffering. That examples I have. Isn't it? We hear about Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, finance minister, prime minister, leaving everything. Living under a different tree every day. Like some devotees were sharing, some of us only, you know, we if we change our sleeping place, hamari neend ud jati. You know, we all have this kind of problem, some of us, you know, under a different tree. Such opulence, living and no suffering, what kind of absorption they had? Rukmini said, I have ample examples, number of kings, quite a number of kings I can quote, one after another. I have no doubt. Therefore, it is mentioned, by such transcendental knowledge, you are free from all doubt. Then Krishna says, but I don't have any material possession. I don't have any material possession. Rukmini says, where is the point of possessing something? Everything is within Krishna. Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. Are sab kuch to Krishna ke andar hi nivas karta hai. He is the source of everything. Where is the question of possessing? You possess something when something is external to you. I possess this diary because it is external to me. But something which is a part of Krishna, what is the question of possessing? So you are right, you do not possess anything. Then Krishna says, but have you not noticed, those who are rich people, they do not come to me. People who are dear to me are those who have nothing. Why you are marrying somebody whose followers have nothing? Rukmini then makes a very good point. She says, who are your followers? Demigods. Demigods are all your servants. And these demigods are the wealthiest people in the society, in the cosmos. But then, they have nothing. Because they know, when they are serving you, it is like Ganges water being offered to Ganges. It is like a son who wants to gift something to the father, take father's money and gifts it to the father. Similarly, demigods are making so much offerings to you. It's not their wealth, it is your wealth offered to you. Therefore, we know demigods have nothing. And she says, but what about all these poor people around me? Rukmini says, they are not poor. They are paramhamsas who have nothing to do with any material object. Nishkinchanasya bhagavat bhajanon mukhasya. They have nothing to do with any material object. They are afraid of material object. They do not want to touch material object. And when they look at material enjoyment, that is like willingly drinking poison. Then Krishna says, but I have no good qualities. There is not even a single good quality. Krishna says, good qualities? Rukmini says, she uses the word, you are gunalaya. You are gunalaya. You are the abode of good qualities. Just the aroma of lotus feet of yours. Just the aroma of lotus feet of yours awards liberation to the people of this world, and that aroma is the abode of Lakshmi. What to speak of other good qualities? And one of the comments which Krishna had said, Rukmini, you are not far-sighted. Bahut jaldi decision kar liya. Nowadays it happens, you know, somebody marries and then later on you see the wife yelling at the husband or husband yelling at the wife, galti kar di tumse shaadi karke. You know, that kind of actions they are doing. Like one day I was at the airport, you know, and husband and wife fighting and they were actually yelling, tumse shaadi karke mera jeevan barbaad ho gaya. I thought, wow, this is a Bollywood scene we enact on the airport right now, you know. So, Krishna is telling, you're not far-sighted. Some of us, you know, joined Brahmacharya Ashram when we were like 21, 22. Some people are there like that, some of us, you know. And actually, if you look at somebody who is 21, 22 now, you're wondering, my God, at this age I joined. What does this person knows about life? Yeah. I mean, why Brahmacharya, anyone, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, in any ashram, many devotees became Krishna conscious early age. They didn't know anything about life. But it was like an influence of a sadhu, influence of a Vaishnava, and suddenly you get so influenced. Now when you look back, 25 years back, my God, how can they convince me like that? The whole direction of life changed. What did they do to me? And it was like somebody has done a magic to you. I hope somebody hearing this class doesn't get scared, you know, about ISKCON. Nobody's doing a magic, but the effect of Vaishnava Sangha is that your aspirations change. But sometimes people ask you, you know, hey, you came to Krishna consciousness when you were 16, 17, you didn't know anything about life and you made such decision to dedicate your life to Krishna consciousness. Like we see so many grihastha devotees, you know, leaving their such great jobs and doing some humble services and, you know, what exactly happened? So somebody may say, oh, I was not far-sighted, I made such a wrong decision, I didn't get right guidance. Could be, for some cases, could be wrong guidance. But here the point is, was the person far-sighted or not? Rukmini says, I did not make my decision in an emotional, some upsurge of emotions or something. No, not like that.
Lord, please don't misunderstand me. I had complete understanding of Tattva. I had examined Brahma. I had examined Vishnu. I had examined Lord Shiva. I had examined all the demigods. And one by one I made a list and I saw each one of them are frustrated with the waves of time which are just coming from your eyebrows. Why should I select any of them as my master? I rejected them. Very clear vision. I knew what I'm going for and I'm not far-sighted. Never say that again. I had complete right choice because Krishna said you made a wrong choice. I had right choice and I have all the above reasons for that. And there were around, I think, 34 to 48, around 14, 15 verses. I have all the above reasons for that. If you are still not convinced, go back to the table and see. These are the reasons. And I am convinced about it. So, please understand, it was not some pep talk given to me, come on, marry Krishna, marry Krishna, marry Krishna, marry Krishna, and I went and married Krishna. No, not like that. Full analysis was active here. And Krishna had told one point, she says, actually I carried you away to dispel the arrogance of those kings. I am not interested in family life. I was not interested in Rukmini, you. I was just interested to dispel the arrogance of all those kings who had assembled there. Aap mein to koi ruchi nahi thi mere ko. Family life mein koi ruchi nahi thi mere ko. You know, you're like we are staying in the ashram here. Since most people sitting here, brahmacharis, brahmachari example. You know, somebody says, "Ab 10 years." Arey, aapki to hume koi wo 10 saal ke liye kuch manpower chahiye tha. Aapko utha ke le aaye. Jao abhi ja jaane ka. You know, that kind of thing. What? What are you saying? So suddenly you feel like, my God, what kind of comment is that? Look at me. I never needed you. It was just to dispel the arrogance. Or somebody comes and says, "Arey, aapke parents se badla lena tha, iske aapko utha ke le aaye." What kind of thing is that? You know what Rukmini says? Whatever your cause could be, no problem. Ashrishyava padratam pinashtuma madarshanar marmatam. Whatever your cause could be, I am just grateful because I am such an insignificant woman of external energy. And you grazed upon me. And you picked me up. And you gave me your Sangha. It is all your grace. We are just grateful for that. And I know what is your intention in telling me all these things. You are testing me. Because an ordinary woman, unmarried woman, she is always looking for another man. And sometimes a married woman is also looking for another man. I think you are targeting the female psychology. Krishna is telling, I have no offense to anyone, but Krishna is telling, oh, maybe you are targeting female psychology and you know that I might be looking for another man, so you are testing me, but let me tell you, I am not going to succumb to these arguments. Absolutely no doubt in Rukmini's heart that why I have accepted Krishna as my master. Therefore, effect of transcendental knowledge is, one is free from all doubt. And I'll just take 2 minutes more with the one poem which I read, because it also mentions, actually there are 6 points in today's discussion. We have discussed only 2 points because there are 3 verses and so many wonderful points are mentioned here. But in the 20th verse in the purport, it mentions, one directly takes shelter of the Lord in loving service. One who serves the Lord without personal motivation can never be defeated in his progress. Right? Personally serves the Lord without motivation. His shelter is only loving service of the Lord. Such an important point. There is no other shelter. Only shelter is loving service of the Lord. This poem I read somewhere and I just want to read it, you know. It's a very interesting poem. Last night I had a dream. I died in the dream. In the dream I died. That's the poem, by the way. I didn't have a dream like that. But, and this poem such shows that how Lord is the only shelter in this world. There is no other shelter. Sapne mein apni maut ko kareeb se dekha. सपने में अपनी मौत को करीब से देखा, कफन में लिपटे तन, कफन में लिपटे हुए तन, तन इज द बॉडी, जलते हुए अपने शरीर को देखा. Imagine, you know, this is nice poem. We have died and then we are watching what's happening to our body. खड़े थे लोग हाथ बांध के कतार में, कुछ थे परेशान कुछ उदास थे, पर कुछ लोग छुपा रहे अपनी मुस्कान थे. This also happens if anyone has gone crematorium. It's a different emotion seen there. दूर खड़ा देख रहा था मैं ये सारा मंजर, तभी किसी ने हाथ बढ़ाकर मेरा हाथ थाम लिया. See, I was seeing my own body being burned. Somebody came, took hold of my hand. तभी किसी ने हाथ बढ़ाकर मेरा हाथ थाम लिया. और जब देखा चेहरा उसका तो मेरा, जब मैं देखा चेहरा उसका तो मैं बड़ा हैरान था. हाथ थामने वाला कोई और नहीं, मेरा भगवान था. चेहरे पर, अभी रुकिए थोड़ा बाद में. चेहरे पर मुस्कान थी उसके और नंगे पांव था भगवान. चेहरे पर मुस्कान थी उसके और नंगे पांव था. जब देखा मैं उसकी तरफ जिज्ञासा भरी नजरों से, जब देखा मैं उसकी तरफ जिज्ञासा भरी नजरों से तो हंसकर बोला. अब ये लास्ट की फोर लाइंस आर वर्थ हियरिंग. तो भगवान हंसकर बोला, तूने हर दिन दो घड़ी जपा मेरा नाम था, आज प्यारे उसका कर्ज चुकाने आया हूं. रो दिया मैं भी अपनी बेवकूफियों पर, तब ये सोचकर, बिकम वेरी केयरफुल नाउ, जिसको दो घड़ी जपा वो बचाने आया है, और जिनमें हर घड़ी रमा रहा वो शमशान पहुंचाने आया है. तभी खुली आंख मेरी, बिस्तर पर विराजमान था, कितना था नैदान मैं हकीकत से अनजान था. द ओनली शेल्टर इज सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ. श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय. समवेद भक्त वृंद की जय. हरे कृष्णा. थैंक यू वेरी मच. जय.
हाथ लगा लग जाता
है. हाथ नहीं भी लगा था तब भी हुआ था. मैं देखा एक दो बार, लेकिन हल्का था.